Have you ever pondered how a shepherd boy became one of the most influential kings in human history, and how his relationship with God was a key factor in his ascension? In the rolling hills of ancient Israel, a young shepherd named David cared for his flock, unknowing of the grand destiny that lay before him. A humble beginning, wouldn't you say? Yet this was the start of a bond unlike any other. As per God's own instruction, Samuel the prophet anointed David, marking the inception of a relationship that would shape the course of history. David's faith in God was profound, so much so that it emboldened him to face the giant Goliath, a feat that would be unthinkable without this divine bond. This trust, this faith, is a testament to their unique connection, beautifully encapsulated in the book of Samuel, chapter 16, verse 13. David's faith and trust in God was the foundation of his extraordinary journey from a shepherd boy to the King of Israel. But even a man after God's own heart can falter, can't he? David's relationship with God was not without its trials. And perhaps the most striking of these trials were his grave missteps, his adultery with Bathsheba, and the subsequent murder of her husband, Uriah. These actions put a significant strain on his bond with the divine, a relationship that was once so strong. But what makes David's story so poignant is not the fall, but the rise. After his transgressions, David was filled with remorse. He turned to God in sincere repentance, pleading for mercy, a sentiment captured in the raw emotion of Psalm 51. This act of humility marked a turning point, a restoration of his relationship with God. It's a powerful demonstration of the human capacity for change, for redemption. David's failures remind us that even the best among us can falter. Yet, his repentance presents a lesson in humility and the power of forgiveness. Did you know that David's failures were not just personal lessons, but they also set the stage for the advent of the Messiah? That's right. Despite his personal missteps, King David's lineage was the one chosen by God for the birth of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. This in itself is a testament to God's ability to transform human failures into divine purposes. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1, we find a direct reference to this. It states, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." This lineage, marred by David's failures, was nonetheless deemed by God as the perfect line for the birth of the Messiah. This illustrates a profound truth. God's wisdom and forgiveness are unfathomable. He works in ways we cannot always comprehend, turning our missteps into stepping stones for greater purposes. So in the grand scheme of divine plans, David's failures became stepping stones, paving the way for the future Messiah. His life serves as a testament to God's unfathomable wisdom and forgiveness.